Thanks for tuning in to this great radio station. Mike and Kim along with you here for the good stuff as we approach the 4th of July, and reminding you, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board wants you to come visit us. Check out one of the fine restaurants in Valentine, whatever your palate may be. We've probably got something that's going to fit that taste. Over 300 motel rooms, several Airbnbs, hundreds of camping spots. So bring your tent, bring your camper. All that kind of stuff is available for you. A great outdoor experience and some pretty darn good golf in our area. Check it out at visitvalentine.com.
And let's talk Tri-State Livestock News, if you will, coming out of Belfouche, South Dakota, the heart of agriculture, truly, and they represent it so well. They have everything you want to know about local, national, international livestock industry news. They cover it all. They cover cattle, grains, horses, all things ag-related. It's all bundled in one convenient publication. Coming out every week, it's Tri-State Livestock News. Subscribe at tsln.com.
All right, so what are we going to share today to start off the program?
Do dogs go to heaven?
Sure.
Well, I think so, but let's see what happens here with two churches that face each other across a busy street. Our Lady of Martyrs Catholic Church had on their sign one morning, "All dogs go to heaven." The Beulah Cumberland Presbyterian across the street then put up the following, "Only humans go to heaven. Read your Bible." The Catholics followed with, "God loves all his creation, dogs included." The Presbyterians countered with, "Dogs don't have souls. This is not open for debate." The Catholics couldn't resist following with, "Catholic dogs go to heaven. Presbyterian dogs should talk to their pastor." The Presbyterians couldn't wait to put up, "Converting to Catholicism does not magically grant your dog a soul." Then the Catholics added, "Free dog souls with conversion." The Presbyterians were beside themselves and wrote, "Dogs are animals. There aren't any rocks in heaven either." To which the Catholics got the last word, and the sign war with, "All rocks go to heaven." Just having a lot of fun with that. I hope you just laughed out loud.
Here's something else to have a little fun with. This is a list to do today from Zach Dean here in Valentine.
Okay.
So it says, wear a shirt that says life. Hand out lemons on the street corner.
Oh, very good.
Okay. Hire two private investigators. Get them to follow each other. Major in philosophy. Ask people why they would like fries with that.
Oh, these are funny. These are very clever.
All right. Make some vanilla pudding. Put it in a mayo jar and then set and eat it in public.
Oh.
Become a teacher. Make a test where every answer is C and then enjoy the show.
Oh, very good.
And buy a horse. Name it Oscar Takes the Lead. Enter the horse into races.
And Oscar takes the lead.
Buy a parrot. Teach the parrot to say, "Help, I've been turned into a parrot." All right. Follow joggers around in a car blasting Eye of the Tiger for encouragement. Put this on your to-do list someday. Put blue Gatorade in a Windex bottle and drink it in public.
Oh, no. I think the pudding's a better idea.
Buy four pigs. Paint 1, 2, 3, and 5 on each pig. Let them loose in a mall and then watch security try to find number 4.
Oh, very good.
Smack a kid in the face with a bottle. And I'm not going to say you should do this. Smack a kid in the face with a bottle of Johnson's No More Tears shampoo and then sue Johnson & Johnson for false advertising.
Yeah, don't do that.
Okay.
Most of these, maybe you shouldn't.
Yeah, probably not. Take Mentos and freeze into ice cubes. Put the ice cubes into your friend's soda. Ooh.
That ice melts. It's going to take a little bit, but it's going to be dramatic.
Do that outside, would you?
Yeah.
After 5 minutes, their drink will randomly explode.
No kidding.
Oh, I'm going to try that. Just on principle. Buy a turtle, name it the Speed of Light. And then tell everyone I can run faster than the speed of light.
Oh, clever.
Makes me think of our friend Jack.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Very good.
Sneeze in front of the Pope and get blessed.
That would really be a good blessing.
A couple other things on your to-do list today. Go trick-or-treating on April Fool's Day. Jump into.
I think I'm going to do that. That's a good one.
That would be funny. Jump into a taxi and scream, "Follow that car." Walk into SeaWorld with a fishing pole. Make an alcoholic beverage and name it responsibly. So drink responsibly.
Here, have another one.
Thanks, Zach, for sharing those with us here today on The Good Stuff.